Healing from a wound can be hard, but the worst wound to heal from is from my mother's wound. Why is that? Because your mother carried you for 9 months on average. It is known from history, from books, from life that mothers are supposed to nurture. They're supposed to love you. They're supposed to give you the best love ever on earth. But what happens when you have a mother who is toxic or who is very critical or who acts like a dictator or who just provides physical needs but doesn't know how to provide emotional or mental needs?
Any personal challenge that therapy could help with? Therapy can provide tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you to a professional therapist in as little as a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There's a link in my description. It's betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. If you are struggling, consider online therapy with our sponsor, BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Also, it gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp so you can connect with a therapist and see if it helps you. Again, click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this channel. Now back to our episode.
I'm doing a two-part series on mama trauma because of one, this is the month of May, and two, I wanted to give the good and the bad. With life and with everyone, there's a good and there's a bad. Not everything is good, and not all mothers are great. And if you believe your mom is 100% great, kudos. But for us who are realistic and remove the rose-colored glasses, realize there are some things that we have continued for ourselves and realize we have not healed from our wounds that were brought upon us from our mothers, then here is the time for you to heal in 2024. For me, I have a beautiful mom, and yet I came to realize in my 30s of a lot of things that I didn't realize. And then in my 40s, my sister introduced me to this book called Running on Empty, and the link is in the description. And that book helped me to realize that there was some stuff that still needed to be healed that I thought was healed. The thing with my mom, well, let me start over. One, I am the firstborn of my mom. With the firstborn and being the daughter, I'm mainly talking about mother-daughter relationship since I have no idea how it goes for mother to son. But I hope to have a male on this podcast so he could talk about his journey with his mother. Till then, this is about mother-to-daughter relationship. My mother, being a first-time mother at the age of 30, my mom did not have her mother because, unfortunately, 4 years before I was born, on that date 4 years ago, my grandmother became ill and then she died on December 31st. 1974. So my mom had to deal with motherhood by herself. So that's number one. So my mom was very authoritarian, meaning it was black or white, yes or no. There was no discussion. And I'm glad I had a healthy fear of my mom, but I also had a unhealthy fear of my mom, because I did not want to disappoint her. Also, my mom was very critical. I would not call her toxic. She was critical in the sense of she wanted myself and my sisters to do our best. Unfortunately, it was to the point of perfection of where I felt one day, maybe my sisters could share their opinion, but I felt as the firstborn to be perfect for my sisters so then they could hopefully live a good life and to let them know, like, hey, this is a good way of living. Unfortunately, they had their own journey of life. As much as I did my best of living the right life, everyone did their own thing. But I mainly did it because my mom, I wanted to please her and make sure she was well. And with that, you develop a way of integrating that into grown-up relationships, which I honestly did not know I was doing until my early 40s. And this is how it went. Because my mom was very critical and black and white, yes or no, I did that with my exes. It was, yo, is this or this? There's no middle. I even did the whole love and basketball thing. It's double or nothing. Like, I'm either gonna be in your life or not. Like, I'm not gonna be your ex-girlfriend and we're still friends. No, it's either you want me in your life or we're done. Ex-contact. Nice meeting you. You don't exist. I continued that whole path until a friend of mine helped me to realize, oh my God, I am my mother and I need to unlearn these habits and to realize that the stuff that I did not want to have in myself, I unconsciously was affecting my relationships with the opposite sex. And it's important for you to sit down with yourself, be present with yourself to see, hey, all the stuff my mother did onto me, am I bringing that on to my spouse or to my boyfriend or even to your siblings and your friends? By God's grace, my godkids have not experienced what I experienced with my parents. I've given them 100% love, 100% empathy. When they share the emotions with me, I am 100% present. And that was another thing with my mom. She did not allow me to share my emotions with her. It was always, be a peacemaker, be a peacemaker. And as I said, being the oldest, it was, you know, maintain the peace. My sister, who's younger than me, 13 months apart, if she wanted something, then I gave it to her immediately so she could be happy. And my mom was, okay, good girl. And at the time, it's like, okay, mommy's happy and that's it. But now looking back, I'm like, okay, well, she got happy, but what about me? You know? But that was the childhood I had to make my mom happy. I became a people pleaser only to my mother. Everyone else, for some reason, didn't get the effect of people pleasing. But there are some people who are people pleasers. There are some people who have a terrible attachment style because of their relationship with their mother. And it's important for you to understand why you attach to certain men the way you attach to them, because you lacked the emotions that you wanted from your mother. You lacked the empathy that you wanted from your mother. You lacked the comfort. You had a D or a C. It's okay, we're gonna work better on this versus, you know, you're excommunicated from the island. Here now is very important for you to heal from this mother wound. So not only for your relationships with other people, but for your relationship with yourself and hopefully with your relationship with your mother. And even if she's deceased, you can still heal from this wound because seriously, unconsciously, you are still living out the bad parts of your childhood, of the desire of what you wanted from your mother onto relationships, especially relationships of the opposite sex. So it's very important for you to heal, even if your mother is deceased or you never knew your mother because you were adopted. Still, it's something that needs to be healed. So number one is to acknowledge this wound and grieve it. As I said, right now, my relationship with my mom is good, but it's not what I desire, and I had to grieve it. I hear from my friends and my cousins of how they have this great relationship with their mother. They have TMI relationship, and they share things with their mother, and I'm like, really? You share that with your mother? Wow. Like, I know for a fact, if God does a miracle, thank you, Lord. But till then, my mom is not that person. She's just very like, hey, you okay? Everything's good. And that's it. There's no emotional thing happening with her. And unless it's something that I tell her I'm getting married, that will kick her shoes off. She will be ecstatic and show emotion because she's been praying since I turned 30 for me to be married. Every December 31st, she gets sad because she's just like, why are you not married? And I'm just like, mommy, just go to God. Like, I have no answer for you. And I'll talk about that in a future episode. So make sure you subscribe for that episode so you can stay in touch of my future episode. But I had to even one time with my mom tell her like, hey, can you ask me how I'm doing? And even with my layoff. So in 2019, got laid off. I eventually told my mom months later because she's a very emotional person in the sense of she cares about me and my welfare and she wants me to be okay. I just didn't want to aggravate her or have her be anxious or concerned. So I delayed it. But the effects of the layoff, I didn't share with her. And then I wrote the book. So I wrote the book, which is in the description, and it's titled Disempowered the Disappointments. And it was talking about the effects of the layoff and how I went from depressed to empowered. My mom, she was like, well, am I going to read this book? And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I gave it to her and she read it and she said, I wish you told me. And I said, I was scared to share this with you. And just for her to just share that with me, it meant so much to me because I felt I couldn't tell her. Even with the whole people pleasing, I realized I cut that off when I turned 21. And so I was raised Catholic, which was another thing of perfection besides my mother. At the age of 21, I became a Christian, baptized, born again Christian, non-denominational, told my mom, and she was just like, well, you can still believe in Jesus and be a Catholic. Why you have to all of a sudden get baptized and be non-denominational? And I was just like, yeah, no. Love you, Mom, but I'm all about Jesus now. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. God bless you. And my mom believes in Jesus, my mom believes in God, but she just prefers for it to be under Catholicism. Kudos to her. But that point of when I put the line in the sand to say, I am not going to be a people pleaser to you anymore. And I, as God said, you have to forfeit your mother and father. And I was totally fine with that because I was all about my Jesus. And it's just important to realize with people pleasing that you can carry that because of the fact that you didn't get that from your mother in the sense of the nurturing and being concerned aspect of your mother, that now you're chasing that from other people. That's not good. So acknowledge and grieve it, number one. Two, write a letter. So I had to write a letter, of course, did not send it to my mother, but I just wrote a letter of how I just wished my mom was this woman that, you know, was cool and I could talk with her and she could laugh and just have deep conversations about her 20s and her 30s and, you know, how she felt with certain things. I do have those conversations with her sometimes, but sometimes she just gives me a little bit of the surface, but she doesn't go deep into the surface. And I just really wish she went deeper with me, especially with a lot of things that I had to go through that I had to figure out on my own because it was just hard to express it with her. Of course, you know, her life is different from mine in the sense of when she was in her 20s, she came from Haiti to America. And of course, that was a lot for her at her age. And, you know, a lot of responsibilities as being the second daughter and taking care of her siblings below her and taking care of her nephew, who is my godfather. So it's a lot of responsibilities my mom had in her early 20s. My only responsibility was trying to get my first job as a physician associate. My life was good at age of 25. So I had to just write that letter and understand stuff from her perspective of her childhood, of her upbringing. And number three, extend grace to her and just be like, hey, you know, this is the life she lived. This is why she became the person she became. and the mother that she became, and to just forgive her for that, and to just extend grace to her, and also give myself compassion, and to reparent yourself. And in the sense of to that inner child that's within you, who wanted that love, who wanted that nurturing, who wanted to say, hey, that's okay. And hey, okay, cry it out. I'm here with you. You know, reparent yourself in the sense of now tell yourself what that inner child wanted to hear at that age and at that time. So then you could start the healing process, because we have to reparent ourselves as well as unlearn the habits that our parents gave us. Because as I mentioned earlier, it is affecting your today relationships with your partner or even your friends. One mistake that many people do is say, well, I don't want to forgive my mother because she should have known how to be a good mother. Respectfully, if you are a mother and you're watching this, your child is probably thinking the same thing about you. So, in the end of the day, forgiveness is important. And if you're having trouble with forgiveness, check out the next video. Stay resilient.